Right now, back on Show Me What You Got, we have the founder of PABR, the Palmerston and Regional Basketball Association, the Northern Territory Volunteer of the Year, and an amazing public speaker. Join me and welcome Rachel Fosdick. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the program, Rachel.
Thank you, Dale.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking time out of your really busy schedule to jump on and have this chat with us. I mean, it won't be fair to ask you what's going on because you're one of the busiest people I know out there. So maybe we should start by asking you, what are you not involved with?
Anything basketball, we'll be there.
Right. You know, congrats, first of all, on taking out the award for Anti-Volunteer of the Year. You know, that was a few months back. You know, give us a bit of a background into some of what you do in terms of sports.
I'm just one of those crazy people who love to volunteer for basketball, and that award came out of nowhere. That was quite a surprise, and I thank the people that nominated me. we do a lot of work with the youth drop-in program in Palmerston, and that was a bit of a passion of ours, that when we set up PABR, it wasn't just traditional basketball. Darwin Basketball run traditional basketball very well, so rather than compete with them, we thought we'd complement. So we and I volunteer to make sure that those programs are running for kids who may not fit in the mainstream basketball world.
PABR, Palmerston and Regional Basketball Association, you're the founder of this program, and it's your baby, and it has grown from leaps and bounds. Now it's a wide reach program in terms of at-risk kids and what you do with sports. How did PABR come about?
PABR started, it actually was incorporated and up and running in 2014, and it came about from a previous president of Palmerston Power Basketball Club who said, why do we not play basketball in Palmerston? And it struck a chord with a couple of people sitting in the room who thought, why don't we play basketball in Palmerston? There's 35,000 people, and all our basketball was played at Morara. So a group of five of us got quite diligent and enthusiastic and decided to found something that our kids could play. I had a child that was playing 6 days a week at Morara, so we thought, let's get some stuff happening locally for our kids. And from there, it's just grown into, it's a three-armed business. So we run our schools-based programs where we're increasing participation for the sport through schools. We run our traditional basketball competitions, but we run a participation competition. So our competition is about development and growth rather than competition and medals. And then we run our youth drop-in program, which is the key to our success, which is all about youth engagement and just providing opportunities for everybody and removing barriers to sport for all kids. So you don't have to be at risk or disadvantaged. If you've got a barrier to you participating in sport, we'll find a way to overcome it for you.
Oh, amazing. Okay, and you've made tremendous strides with the body so far. What has been your biggest accomplishment?
I think what you mentioned before, it's the absolute reach. We're not just Palmerston, we're definitely regional. We run some outreach programs out at Jabiru. We've got a new school, we've got school visits coming to Jabiru this week,
wow.
Next week. We're looking at expanding our youth drop-in program. We've had inquiries from actually all over Australia. We helped Kununurra with some work they were doing, and recently we've been on the phone to Broken Hill and I think it's Warialda in New South Wales, where we're talking about how the program operates and what we can do to help. So what we're doing is not only trying to make sure that programs are accessible in our community, but just telling people our story and how it works so well and how simple it can be to introduce and how sport's such a great leveller, but also such a great engagement tool for everybody.
I love the fact you said it's not just for at-risk kids, because I've been big with this. You know, everyone's focus is just on at-risk kids, but you forget that these kids were formerly not at risk, you know. So we need to pay attention to these kids who we portray as good kids so they don't become at risk, you know.
Exactly. One of the things that we've been really proud of this year was our involvement in the Australian Drug Foundation Prevention in Practice Conference.
Yeah.
And one of our things was talking all things prevention. And if you can provide an opportunity to a child, whether it's through Timmy Duggan and Boots for All type relationship, getting a kid a pair of basketball shoes, if it's transport through Larrakia Nation to make sure kids can get to stuff, if it's a scholarship through the Smith family or someone like that, Red Cross and YMCA do programs to help kids get their basketball fees paid. There's all these different ways that we can open doors for kids. It's having the people ready to provide that opportunity.
That's beautiful. You're occasionally involved with public speaking. You know, I need to ask you, what is the power of sports in communities such as this, you know, in terms of crime prevention and mental health? The big topic, which is mental health, which people usually overlook, and sport plays a huge role in that. What are your thoughts on this?
One of my absolute passions is, one, providing opportunities, but two, if you give somebody a sense of belonging, it's the most powerful tool you can give that person. And one of the things that we find is that when the kids are engaged with our community or a part of that, that they're proud of it. And when they're proud of it, they belong to it, and that they help advance it. We've got a youth panel who are so proud to give us their ideas. They're quite demanding and articulate sometimes and bossy around what they want to see in the community, but it's now because they feel like they belong to it. They're passionate about improving it. If you disengage someone and tell them they're wrong, or that they're wrong all the time, or that you don't want them, that's how they're going to react. So by opening the doors and asking people their thoughts, that we're finding that that's absolutely helping in improving problems. And I think one of our part-time EO's mantras is, you know, finding the solution to every problem.
Wow. You mentioned the youth drop-in Saturday games that's going on. Can you tell us more about that and how we can get people involved?
So youth drop-ins are three-way collaboration between Territory Families, the City of Palmerston and Palmerston Regional Basketball. And City of Palmerston give us a significant investment in in-kind support in the court hire, and Territory Families fund us to facilitate the program. So 5 days a week, 50 weeks of the year, the Palmerston Recreation Centre is open from 3 to 5 p.m. on a Monday to Thursday and 6 to 8 on a Friday.
Amazing.
And it's all things sport. It's not just basketball, it's volleyball. We've got a new sport called Speed Mitten, which is amazing. But there's casual sit-aside areas too for the kids to play Uno or board games or play NBA 2K. We have food, we have showers and dental facilities if the kids need it. There's opportunities for service providers to come and talk to the different kids. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for activity providers who may want to come in and run a program in the space.
Mm.
It is a bit like Survivor. If the kids don't like you, they vote you out very quickly.
I like that one. I love it.
The kids engage really, really well with all the activities.
Wow.
And it isn't just at-risk youth. We had 23,000 visits to the program last year.
Whoa.
From kids in Palmerston just coming in and hanging out after school. They want to be active and they want to be safe. They love engaging with our mentors. So we use the Darwin Basketball Association, American imports, or imports of any nationality.
Yeah.
And they mentor our kids so well. And it's all about having someone available to have a chat or play basketball against, or have a game of I'm learning the rules for flag football because the Americans are teaching us that.
Yeah.
It's just about having people available for the kids of Palmerston.
That's amazing. Been involved with a few of your programs. I'll definitely put my hand up for more again. You know, I'll come in and volunteer and, you know, mentor some of these kids, because I look back at them and, you know, they live through a whole lot of what we live through, you know, and it's just really similar stories and upbringing. I mean, you guys seem to be involved with a lot of things now. What's next for PABA?
Exciting times ahead for us is our expansion into the northern suburbs for our school holiday programs. So we'll be running programs in partnership with Mad Events 3-on-3 and the Territory Families, and we'll be running some school holiday stuff in Mille Lacs and Karama, and in conjunction with the Shack at Casuarina. The Red Cross Shack space is working now with us as well. Balanced Choice, which is Adam Drake. So we're all about collaboration and partnership. So we're collaborating with everybody to provide the same opportunities in the northern suburbs that we're doing in Palmerston. Our very, very awesome participation officer, Kritika, is doing a whole lot of work at expanding our school programs. So we're not just doing basketball as a sport, we're doing wellbeing programs. Shaq, our head coach Shaq, is working with Student Voice Positive Choice around doing some wellbeing programs in some of the schools. So It's sports the vehicle, but the outcome is everybody feeling better about themselves, making sure people are engaged, but also making sure our role is to open the doors for people who need. We're the facilitator to participation. Whether that child wants to play, just hang out with their mates and play, or whether that child wants to find a pathway and go through an organisation like BNT to get on a pathway, then we're the facilitator in that. We're not the capture and hold them. We're the find a way to make everybody a success in whatever they want to be.
Yeah, more grease to your elbows. You're doing a fabulous work out there. Really proud of your work. You were in Melbourne, moving away from power a little bit. You were in Melbourne a few weeks ago for one of the most historic games in Australian basketball history. You know, we had over 50,000 people watching the Boomers take on Team USA. What was that experience like for you?
It was amazing. It was just such a great event, and I know there was some negative publicity around the seating, but we had brilliant seats. Everybody we know had brilliant seats. To see Pop coach was like a personal highlight for me. To see Patty Mills play again was just another highlight. It was to be with 50,000 basketball fanatics was an amazing experience.
I'm telling you, it's unfathomable.
it was electric, and it was. On a personal level, I love the basketball. On a basketball level, I was just so proud to be involved in something that we were all have the same passion. We all love the sport, and it was all about seeing our sport on such a big stage. And then for Australia to take the win as well was just, you know, chaotic.
History was made for sure.
Yeah.
beautiful. That's awesome. And on a personal level, what is next for Rachel?
I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. Paba's moving forward. So we've gone from a group of five volunteers with a bit of a five-year plan. It's Paba's fifth birthday this year, so we've reached our five-year plan and exceeded it.
Amazing.
I suppose a highlight for me on a personal level is now we hire upwards of five or six different people to fulfil the roles the volunteers were fulfilling. So we're looking now at expanding and doing more and more stuff. We're always, you know, we love our school holiday programs. This school holiday program, my current focus is on creating a mini golf course inside the Palmerston Rec Centre, so that's a bit of a challenge, but going to be fun. I think my thing is just to find different ways to get creative about what we're doing and never let our programs get stale. We're all about consistency, but we're not about making it stale. So just finding ways to keep the spark happening for all our kids.
Awesome. And lastly, before I let you go, you know, what words of advice would you give to the kids out there to stay out of trouble and pursue their dreams?
Find your passion. It doesn't matter if your passion is basketball, although it should be because it's awesome.
But I like that.
Find your passion. And it's really hard to tell a teenager to find their passion because sometimes they just think they're average at everything, but they're not. Everybody's got something about them. Not only finding your passion, but finding somebody else who will help you drive that passion, because things are easier when you've got someone to share it with.
True.
And there's so many people willing to help. It can be hard to negotiate that. But, find something that you're passionate about and find somebody to help you work with it, because it just makes life so much easier.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Rachel. Appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule to have this beautiful chat with us.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, Dale. I appreciate it.
Rachel Fosdick right there, an amazing leader, influencing lives positively for the better. Keep being great. Stay right there as Jeremy Kendall, Brisbane Bullets player, 3x3 tour champion with the Stateside Sport and Hoops for Christ ambassador, will be on shortly telling us about his journey to recovery.